be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaHealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. If your energy level and health are not where they should be, tune into Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley. Our program will showcase experts from the field of energy medicine, and most importantly, we'll show you how to repattern and optimize your energy flow for optimal health and wellness. Now, here is Dr. Ann Deatley.
You have tuned into Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley. Energy medicine is a method of working with the body's energy systems to help create balance for optimal health and wellness. Remember, everything is energy, and energy is everywhere. Energies control how you feel, what you think, and how you live. Energy is all there is. The topic today is energy harmonizing with Jin Shin Jitsu. The philosophy of Jin Shin Jitsu, a holistic energy healing modality, is to harmonize body, mind, and spirit. This ancient art was rediscovered in Japan in the 20th century and brought to the West in the 1950s. A Jin Shin Jitsu session starts with assessing the pulses in the wrist, which reveals information about the energy flow and the client's state of well-being. The premise is that all disease begins with blockages of energy. Assessing the pulse reveals specific energy points for the practitioner to hold to remove the blockage or blockages and restore energy flow. There are 26 safety energy locks located on energetic pathways that nourish the body. If one or more of the safety locks are blocked or disrupted, disharmony eventually ensues in that pathway. Light fingertip pressure is applied on a safety energy lock, which restores energetic balance and harmonizes the flow in the pathway. This healing modality induces relaxation, reduces stress, and taps into the innate healing ability of the body. Our guest today is Anita Willoughby. Anita is a physio-philosopher and has practiced Jin Shin Jitsu for 27 years. Based in New York City, Anita is a highly sought-out teacher worldwide. Her wisdom of the trinity of body, mind, and spirit arises from a lifetime of experiential, professional, and spiritual learning. Experiences as a dancer, mother, and healer, and the study of the Kabbalah provide her with a rich garden of insights. Compassionate yet frank, Anita uses her exuberance and sense of humor to teach the practical application of Jin Shin Jitsu in daily life. Anita instills an expansive perspective, presenting Jin Shin Jitsu as an adaptive, fluid way to engage the trinity of body, mind, and spirit throughout life. Anita initially began teaching Jin Shin Jitsu in self-help classes in New York City and then worked in hospital settings, including SHARE, which is self-help for women and or men with breast, and then for women with ovarian cancer, cancer care centers, the departments of rheumatology and hospital for joint diseases, and the fibromyalgia connection at the hospital for joint diseases. Anita's website is www.DIYenergyhealing.com. So that's DIYenergy HEALING.com. Welcome, Anita.
Thank you, Ann.
How are you today, Anita?
I'm very well. Glad to be here speaking with you.
I'm very glad you're here, too. And this is one time that we're not really talking about energy medicine or Eden energy medicine, but as we know, energy is energy, and no matter how you're accessing it, it's still very interesting, and you can have impactful responses. So how did you hear about Jin Shin Jitsu?
Well, Jin, 27 and a half years ago, I went for a massage in at my family's hometown, and the woman was so powerful, and I loved it. I said, "What do you know someone in New York that does your kind of work?" And so she sent me to a Jin Shin Jitsu session. I thought I was getting a massage, and I went, and at the end, I looked at this woman. I said, "What was that?" Mm-hmm. I knew it wasn't just a massage. It worked on a deep level and totally relaxed me, de-stressed me, and I came out of there like walking in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to find out more about this because living in New York City, you know, I was very active. I had one child, and it was a highly stressful kind of existence. And this put me in a space where I didn't care if I was late to anything. I just went in the much more in the flow and much more at peace, inner peace with myself.
Wow. So then how has this really changed your life?
Well, over the years, I started initially to learn how to not only help myself, but to help my children. And that was my whole point, was like I didn't want to repeat a lot of the energy disharmonies that had been in my family and it had been in my own childhood. So I was looking for ways to help them. And I little by little began to, we call it jumper cable, put my hands on them in certain areas to help their coughs and colds and their flus and their fevers. And I learned they were my guinea pigs. I always say my children were my guinea pigs. And I had no intention of doing anything but helping them so that we didn't repeat this cycle of disharmony. And I saw the pattern that I had ear infections as a child and got coughs and colds. And they were doing the same pattern. And there was just something, so this doesn't work. You know, we're not really dealing with the problems of these early childhood illnesses. So I began to do what we call a fever flow on them slowly. I didn't know what I was doing. I was a little bit nervous about it. And I just gained my expertise by helping them in seeing how things changed. So that was my first intention, and then slowly it evolved that I began my own practice, and then I began to teach self-help classes around New York City, and now I teach for Jin Shin Jitsu, Inc., which is based in Arizona, and I teach around the world.
Wow.
And so it's not only to help yourself, but how to help other people also.
That's beautiful. So maybe before we go too much further, let's tell the audience what Jin Shin Jitsu means.
Right. Even if we can pronounce it now.
Right?
For many years, my friends always, what is that stuff you do? So Jin Shin Jitsu. There are many different translations, but it's Japanese, three words from the Japanese language. And basically, Jin is man, Shin is a word for creator or creator energy, and Jitsu is art. So we paraphrase it in a number of ways, is man knowing the creator's art, man of compassion knowing the creator's art, and then we also say it's the art of getting to know and help oneself. Its premise is really to begin with is to help oneself so that we can truly then help each other. It's also the art of longevity, and it means to live a full life, not necessarily 150 years or whatever, but to live a long, full life, and the art of happiness. so that it is a, you know,
like a higher quality life,
a higher quality and enjoyable life. We're not born to suffer. And I felt that from an early age. I didn't come here to suffer. I came here to experience and to enjoy this thing called life. So it's also called the art of benevolence. So mostly if you notice, the word art is consistently in there.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So, and it's based on empowerment, it sounds.
Yes.
All of these things mean that, you know, we can really create our own health or our own happiness or our own potential, maybe.
We have the ability. We're all here. We're born with certain gifts that we come in with, and then we have the ability to create our life. We are all artists. And everybody wants to be an artist, but we don't realize that we're each one of us, this, our life is our art creation. And we have two hands as a gift to help in that creation. So in Jinshin Jitsu, we place our hands on certain areas of the body to help harmonize the body and keep the energy flowing so that we can live our life to our most fullest potential.
Wow, I love this concept. So let's say a little bit about the history so people can have some frame of reference.
So the history of Jinshin Jitsu, it's really basically a part of our innate knowledge. It's hidden in all the ancient holy books, the Bible, something called the Kojiki, which is the Japanese ancient book of records. It's in all the ancient Hindu scriptures. It's hidden in allegory and metaphor. But it's really about the creation of the universe, including the creation of human beings. When Jinshin Jitsu as a modality came into being was in the early part of the 1900s with a man named Jiro Murai who lived in Japan, and he was extremely ill and could find no way to help himself. So he went, as the story goes, he went to his family's mountaintop cabin for 7 days and seven nights, and he told his family to come back on the eighth day and to see how he was. With him, he took his knowledge and understanding of mudras, which are finger positions to help harmonize the body. So he took his understanding of that, and he fasted, and he meditated, and he prayed for 7 days and seven nights. And as the story goes, he went into this deep cold, which was the energy pulling from the surface all the way to the core of the body. And then he went to as the energy starts to cycle out into this boiling furnace. And at the end of it, he woke up on the morning of the eighth day and he was healed.
Wow.
So he then promised to spend the rest of his life finding out about this art. And so he went around Japan and he looked into the ancient books of records, the Kojiki, went to temples and shrines and slowly built this very simple way to use your hands to help harmonize yourself. Wow. And then this was passed on to a woman, Mary Burmeister, who is Mary Eno, Japanese American, who had gone back to Japan so that she could get in touch with her roots. And there she learned this from Jiro Murai. She went to a lecture and he asked her, this is one of our famous quotes that we say, Jiro Murai said to Mary, "How would you like to take a gift from the East to the West?" This was at the end of the first lecture she had heard. And and she said yes, not knowing. She said yes. And that was it.
Wow.
And so then she studied with him and eventually moved back to the United States and did more studying with him through correspondence and then began to teach it in the United States.
Wow. Beautiful.
It spread on a very grassroots level, then from California, spread across the United States, and now it's in Europe, and it's in Australia, New Zealand, it's in Singapore, it's in South Africa, so it's spread around the world.
So how many practitioners do you think there are?
You know, I never counted.
Yeah, okay. But hundreds, but not thousands, maybe.
Well, I think there's, no, there's thousands.
Thousands? Oh, okay.
Yes, oh. Thousands. It's spread on a very grassroots level, but I think it's time for now that to come out a little bit more public so that people can understand and begin. My image is that we can all heal ourselves, and that's the power. And we have that power of healing within our own hands. Actually, within our own hearts. There's one little phrase that I like to use is to open your heart, reach out your hands, and that's what the real knowledge comes from, and then pass it to your head so that you can understand. And the heart flow itself moves, radiates out the heart. This energy moves out the heart into the finger, the little finger, and then it passes up to the brain. So the those three connections on those H's of the hand, the heart, hand, and head are very important for understanding and for learning, actually.
That's interesting, yeah.
Well, I mean, if you love something, you learn it, right?
Right, yeah. Heart to the hand.
And then the information gets passed to
the
head.
Yeah.
And that this is more of an organic way of learning. And most of our way of learning from the Western tradition is just immediately go to the head.
Exactly, yeah.
And we've cut out the heart connection. So it's my understanding that this new consciousness that's coming in, that we have to be heart-centered.
Right, and this is the reason.
Yes.
Because we bypass the energy. Our energies are telling us.
Our energies are telling us. And we said that Jinshin Jitsu is compassion. So we have to have that compassion. And first and foremost, compassion for ourselves.
Yes.
Because
absolutely.
If you have compassion for yourself, you can have it for other people. If you forgive yourself for all your issues, then you can forgive everyone else.
Absolutely. Okay, let's break right now, and we'll be back in a minute. Okay.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
If you want an empowering, healthy way of life, consider Yoga Radio with host and teacher Katrina Ariel. Every show promotes freedom in your body, clarity in your mind, and an uplifted feeling in your heart. Catch Katrina and her guests, some from the yoga world and some that you'd never believe had anything to do with yoga. It's an informal discussion, a short meditation, or a yoga session to help you find the beauty of life, even in a stressful world. It's Yoga Radio with Katrina Ariel, live every Thursday at 11 a.m. in the West, 2 p.m. in the East, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Dialogue is the single most powerful leadership tool we have to make a difference in the world. Leading Conversations with host Cheryl Esposito creates a place for that dialogue. Tune into the Voice America Business Channel every Friday as Cheryl hosts new conversations among leaders from around the world in business, government, art, economics, and social change. We'll explore big ideas and everyday actions and learn how their own leadership has led them to discover a newfound sense of possibility in the world. Leading Conversations with Cheryl Esposito, bringing big thinkers together in conversations that make a difference, right here on the Voice America Business Channel, every Friday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
If you have a child in your life with autism, there may be a lot of questions that you need answered. What if your child has recently been diagnosed? Or maybe you have a question about treatment that your child is currently undergoing. For answers to these and more, tune into Autism Spectrum Radio with Dr. Bill Freya. Our guests will include parents and experts to discuss current experiences, treatments, and breakthroughs for those living with autism. Listen every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Steps to a Healthier You. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to radiantenergydoctor@gmail.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
Okay, you're back with Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley, the Radiant Energy Doctor. And we are talking to Anita Willoughby about Jin Shin Jitsu. Anita, tell us about the theory of energy movement in Jin Shin Jitsu.
So the theory of movement of energy is that the basic principle is the energy moves down the front of the body and up the back. And it starts out in this simple movement. Also has a lot to do with spiraling. It's constantly spiraling to the from the surface to the core of the body and then back out again.
Mm-hmm.
So the energy is constantly transforming from one state to another. And movement, evolution is the law of life. Movement. Everything moves and changes. That's all this basic principle, the law of nature. So the energy is moving, and what often happens is when our attitudes or our feelings or our thoughts or our stress level gets out of harmony, we prevent that energy from moving.
Mm.
So the basic simple ways, it starts out down the front and up the back, and then it gets more and more intricate because we're building the framework of a physical body. So, I mean, I like to make images in order to understand. So I see these lines of just energy. There's not a physical line, but line of energy that have colors and they're moving. And then down the front, we're weaving this sort of basket weave of to create a human body. Mm-hmm. And then as it gets more and more intricate, it combines in slightly different ways because we're building a basket to hold water, because basically we're made up out of water. So we're made of clay, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're clay. We're building this clay basket or a container so that we can hold water, because we start out like 90% water.
Right. Yeah.
So the energy is transforming and weaving from nothing to these different states of matter to finally when we dense all the way down to having a physical body.
Wow. So this energy is coming in from the universe. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes. It's okay. Universal energy, and it's a lot to do with the light. It has that connection to the sun in our solar system. So it's light, and most of the creation stories are in the beginning, God said. Now, actually, he said, let there be light.
Mm.
And if you look through the creation stories of many, many people, in the beginning, first actually came sound, because sound is a higher frequency than light. And then light comes next. And so we are creatures made out of light. And then this light keeps densing down and densing down till actually eventually materializes into this human form.
And the weaving that you were mentioning sounds like what we would call the aura in energy medicine.
Yes, that's another word for it, that aura coming in. Mm-hmm. And we all of us have those layers and layers of aura around us.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And then the spiraling energy would relate to our chakra energy.
It could.
In energy medicine. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see that, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And in the we have, instead of chakras, we have something that we call the main central vertical universal harmonizing energy.
Wow. That's a big name.
And I say, we often shorten it when we're talking to the main central, but I actually make a habit of saying the full length because it says so much.
Right.
It's main. Yeah. It's central. It's vertical, which means it's coming from above.
Uh-huh.
And it's universal.
Right.
And it harmonizes everything.
Mm-hmm.
So we have that, and it goes through.
That's a beautiful image, actually.
It's related. We don't say that we don't use the terminology chakras, but it's related to that. I know, because it also means the divine presence in the honorific center of the universe.
Yeah.
So that's more of the translation from the Japanese. So it's the divine center. So it eventually materializes into the physical spine.
Mm-hmm.
And it all includes the endocrine system. It helps actually feed all the organ flows, which come later.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in Jin Shinjitsu language, it is the source for our personal energy.
Wow.
And that is the most powerful thing to go, because it helps the whole body, helps all the layers of the body, helps connect head to tail. Mm-hmm. And what we say with that is, when we connect head to tail, it's connecting heaven to earth.
Wow. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And another way I like from my study of the Kabbalah or the Kabbalah is that we have magic wands to connect us to universal energy. And this is one of the magic wands, the main central vertical universal harmonizing energy, or the spine.
Mm.
It's that magic wand that connects us.
Wow.
Which is what makes us upright human beings. That's why we walk upright.
Yeah.
Because then we really have that connecting rod.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that strength, it just, supportive strength.
That's exactly. And if the supportive strength, and what do we have in our own language, is that if someone they have a lot of character, they have a strong spine. Or if they don't, they're spineless.
Yes, right.
So know that right there, there's something about having a strong spine, and it puts you right in your center.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in your center, then no one can get, infringe on your own power. No one can pull you off your center if you go right to your own connection, head to tail, heaven to earth.
Right. And this is another empowering thing, and hopefully if people can think of their bodies this way, or their energy bodies this way, and working in harmony with our physical bodies, then, people's confidences should soar.
Well, that's what gives us the energy to, and the strength to have your confidence, if you have that connection.
Right.
So we not only have this main central vertical flow, but we have our hands and each one of our fingers. So our hands are also something that I didn't really talk about jumper cable yet, did I?
No, not really. I think might have mentioned it.
I might have mentioned it briefly, but what the really powerful thing is, in Jin Shinjitsu, we use our hands to jumper cable this universal energy to become our personal energy. Now, that's when we're doing what we call self-help. So when we place our own hands on ourselves,
mm-hmm.
We are jumper cabling impersonal energy for our personal use and to be transformed into our own physical body. Then when we place our hands on someone else, that universal energy goes into them. It moves through us into what we call two figure of eights, but it's not personal to us. It doesn't take anything from us. It doesn't really add anything to us, but it does open us up to movement and to connection.
Mm, that's so beautiful.
And then we place our hands on someone else, and that becomes their personal energy to help them in their transformative process. And one of the blessings of Jin Shinjitsu is that not only can we get help from other people, but we can help ourselves.
Yeah.
And we take you take yourself with you wherever you go. Do you know that expression?
Yes, yes.
My mother always used that with me. And so we take our hands with this. So we take our own ability to harmonize and to heal with us wherever we go.
Yeah, so we don't need to carry anything. We really have everything with us.
There was a yogi tea bag. I think it was travel light, spread the light, be the light.
Oh, I love that.
So that's my motto, travel light, spread the light, be the light, and we have these hands to help us.
Okay, so everybody remember that. Be the light, spread the light.
Travel light.
Travel light. Okay, so let's go back, because I think we're jumping a little bit, because I would like to know how you actually practice this. I know you use your hands. I know you actually touch the pulses, and you can listen to the energies through somebody's pulse.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you interpret what do you hear when you touch the pulses, and how do you interpret a blockage?
Okay. So when someone comes to you, and people come for many different reasons, but when someone comes to you, you are the artist. You're the artist using and through your understanding of all this information that you've learned, mm-hmm. Of all the different levels of energy, you have to put it together with this creature or this creation that's in front of you. And everyone is a unique individual.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are these basic principles of movement that you study and that you learn. And then this artistic expression is in front of you. So each one of us will approach it a little bit differently, but I right away begin, if someone calls me up on the telephone, I listen to their voice, just the quality of their voice. You can hear a lot just about quality of voices, mm-hmm. how much resonance there is in it, how much intonation. And so it tells me already how energy is moving in this body. And then I listen sometimes to the words. And just when they come into my my office and into my space, I just absorb, because we are creatures. We are highly tuned and highly sensitive. So we pick up all sorts of information. So I just start listening. Mm-hmm. That's what one of my favorite words is. It's like listening to this person's story. And a person will tell you the story, not just with words. All right. So then they go in, they lie down on a table, and we listen to the wrist. We use three fingers, and we go off the radial notch, and we listen to the three aspects. Well, first of all, let's go back for a moment. We listen to descending energy, which is all about the exhale,
mm-hmm.
and the energy that moves down the front of the body. Then we roll in deeper, and we listen to ascending energy, the energy that moves up the back. Mm-hmm. So basically, when we say we listen to descending, it's what's coming in from above, mm-hmm. from the universe, and then that's descending. That's the gifts that we're given. Then the ascending is, what do we do with it?
Yeah.
Okay. So how do we incorporate, how do we use it in our own physical being?
So how do we weave it in?
Yes.
Yeah.
How does it weave in, and how do we receive these gifts?
Mm, beautiful. Yes. Yeah.
So what do we do with these gifts? And so we listen to that. And then and that tells us a lot about the breath, the person, and how they're breathing. And then we listen with the three different fingers. We have what we call spirit, mind, and body. They're three very important layers of the body.
Mm-hmm.
And they are about, spirit is on the thought level, because thoughts are very important for what we eventually become in the physical world, how we think about what we are. So thought is an incredible amount of energy that
is the
image to create whatever the picture is that we want to create in our life, on our artful creation of our life. So we have the thought level, and that's it. We hear that on the level of the bus line on the physical body. And then the middle finger will tell you about the words. Okay, so we put our thoughts into words. So you see how it's beginning to dense down a little bit more?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A lot of thoughts, and then you make them into words, it becomes a little bit more specific. So that words, articulation of words, has to do with the waistline. And then with the ring finger, you hear the hip line, and that's how we bring it into the physical body, or into action. So we call it thought level, word level, and action level.
Okay, yeah.
Now you can also say it's, we said spirit, mind, and body. So spirit is at the bus line level, mind is at the waistline, and the physical body is at the hip line.
Mm.
And this is these three aspects. There's so much importance to Trinity in many religions, but the three aspects, spirit, mind, and body, are what brings the material world, any creation, into being when these three are in harmony.
Yeah. Okay. So that's like the law of attraction.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's another way of saying it. So mm-hmm. we know, when we listen to these pulses, we can feel what's going on in these three aspects of a person's being. And then later, these three aspects help actually to build the physical layers of the body. So
wow.
we build what's called the surface layer of the body, which is the outside, and it has to do with skin surface and deep skin.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to do with how we breathe and how we eat. So that's all the energy, once again, coming from the outside of the body.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
To see that. So that's on the surface layer. That has to do with the bus line. All the gifts coming from the outside. Now, this time we go then immediately into the deep layer of the body, and we have to circulate all of those gifts from the outside through the body on a deeper layer. And then we come to the middle layer. So that is still, the middle layer is reconnecting then again to source. So we come from the outside, we circulate all the gifts in the deep layer of the body, and then we have to go back to where we came from.
Wow.
And it's constantly, it's so brilliant that it's built into our 24-hour a day to do this circulation of energy. It's built into the 12 months of the year. It's
so beautiful. It's a rhythm. There's a rhythm to it.
Absolutely. It is such a clear rhythm of growth and cycles of growth. And cycles of growth are all about expansion and contraction. You know, you expand for a while, you contract for a while. And it's also the cycle of birth, life, and death.
Wow.
So all these natural cycles, all these rhythms are built into the physiological processes of our body.
And our life.
And our life.
That's,
exactly. And we get into trouble when we want to prevent some of that movement and change from happening.
Absolutely.
Anyway, but back to, did I digress a little bit? Back
that's
to
okay.
back to listening to the wrists.
Yeah, right.
So with clients that come in, I often just like to listen a little bit to their story. Some people like to tell you more of their story, and that's a part of release. Mm. I take a lot of clues off the particular client. And then usually at some point, we hope to reach a point of a deep inner quiet. And this is where the energy is really spiraling to the core of their being. And it's like you go inside to heal yourself.
Right. That makes sense. Yeah.
All right. So you go inside to heal yourself and you let go of the stresses of all the daily worries of, you know, when you're going to get your next meal or whatever appointment you have to be. And you go into a deep state of relaxation, where is where the healing takes place.
Mm.
It's where you get into harmony with the rhythms of your body, the rhythms of nature, the rhythms of the universe.
Wow. That's beautiful. Okay, we have to break again.
Okay.
Sorry. We'll be back in just a minute.
All right.
Looking for exciting video content live and on demand? Visit www.voiceamerica.tv for exclusive content you just can't find anywhere else. That's voiceamerica.tv. Tune in now.
In the spirit of Have Couch, Will Travel, Dr. Carol Lieberman creates a haven of sanity in an increasingly insane world. Each day we are bombarded with news of events that have never crossed our wildest nightmares. Society is spiraling out of control and everyone is reeling from it. But now there's an answer. The best way to keep sane in this insane world is to tune in to Dr. Carol's Couch on Voice America. Dr. Carol, a certified media psychiatrist, will broadcast live from her Beverly Hills office every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Call or log in and get help with whatever is sending you reeling whenever you need a soothing voice to calm and advise you. That's Dr. Carol's Couch every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on America's Voice, voiceamerica.com.
Healthcare is at the top of everyone's mind, especially with the growing healthcare crisis that is affecting all Americans. Many people are living without healthcare because they can't afford it, and many that can afford it don't seem to be getting any healthier. Where can you turn for the answers you need that could be of real help to you and your loved ones? Tune in to Your Energy Medicine Cabinet with Ron Matthews, airing every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, and learn to harness the healing power of being human.
Leadership is a destination, but how do you get there? More importantly, how do you maximize your power and influence and develop more leaders in your organization? Learn from proven leaders and proven practices. Join Drs. Kathy Greenberg and Relly Nadler for Leadership Development News. This program will help you develop the next leaders in your organization, balance your work life, manage your boss, and manage yourself. We'll feature cutting-edge interviews with industry experts and authors. Leadership Development News, every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on the Voice America Business Channel.
Your life,
your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to radiantenergydoctor@gmail.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
Okay, you're back with Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Dietley, the Radiant Energy Doctor. And we're talking to Anita Willoughby, who is a Jin Shin Jitsu practitioner. Anita.
Yes.
In the introduction, I talked about the safety energy locks. So could you tell us about these 26 locks and how you use them, where they're located? And I also have a question about, are these also similar or exactly acupuncture or acupressure points on meridians?
Well, let's see. Let's answer the first one. What are safety energy locks? They're areas on the body that we go to, that we touch to help harmonize the body. They are vortexes of energy, and they are made up of color. They're connected to tone, musical tones and notes. Each one of them can be helped by holding a finger. And they have a name and a purpose, each one. This, nothing is by chance. So they're ones that will help, like the safety energy lock number 3, which is at the top of your shoulder blade, between your shoulder blade and your spine.
Mm-hmm.
It's known as the Adore, and it helps with all immune system projects. It's all about understanding, and it's all about exhale and inhale. So anytime that anybody has anything with their immune system, we know that's one of the places that you would check out.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows you that the immune system, having to do with the breath, having to do with movement, that we need to, whatever comes into our body has to also go out. It's that movement. Instead, we even say that language, we catch something.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I caught something because the door to my immune system got shut and somebody came in and stayed in.
Oh.
So we touch it to help that movement. And there's that was one of the most fabulous things. That's the way I learned, actually, was to bring fevers down in my children, is by holding the safety energy lock number 3, which I said is at the top of the shoulder blade, between the shoulder blade and the spine, and each of the fingers. Mm-hmm. And that helped bring down coughs, colds, and fevers, and helps with the flu.
Wow.
So each of these safety energy locks, very, very specific, its job.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's nothing. Nothing happens by chance. Safety energy lock number 14, which is at the waistline, helps us with our equilibrium, and which helps us with our sustenance. So we know that's where the stomach is located.
Right.
So it's through the safety energy lock, these 14s, if they are really doing their job, then we're able to not only digest our food, but remember when I was talking earlier, we said mind was at the waistline.
Mm-hmm.
So helps us digest our thoughts. And there's a complete correlation, but if we don't digest our thoughts, we can't digest our food. So we need, and then we don't receive any substance.
Yeah.
And we also are not in equilibrium and balance. So these safety energy lock 14, we have then what are called a 14 flow. And it's a series of places, of safety energy locks that we touch in a certain order to help our 14s do what they're supposed to do.
Mm. So when you just touch something, mm-hmm. when you touch these places, mm-hmm. you're adding energy, or you're
that's the
jumper cable.
That's the jumper cable energy.
Okay.
We say very clearly in Jin Shin Jitsu that we're not doing anything.
Right.
We're showing up. Mm-hmm. We're accessing. We're helping the movement. we're the movement of that jumper, that universal energy is moving through us, but we're not doing anything. And a person who's never had any training in Jinshin Jitsu can also just, we all do it naturally, actually. We just put our hands on certain areas on our body, which are safety energy locks, most of them.
Wow.
and we're jumper cabling. If we add consciousness and awareness, it just makes it that much more
powerful.
Powerful, and it makes it with ease.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Where if you notice, one of the things I noticed many years ago is if you watch, my daughters were into basketball, and we would watch the New York Knicks on TV. And at halftime or in a huddle, many of the guys would be holding the top of their hip bones. And that helps all the energy in the back and the legs. It helps the breath. It helps the inhale, actually. And it also helps balance the physical body. So while they're listening in their huddle, mm-hmm. they're jumper cabling themselves, only they don't know it. But I do. No.
Yeah, right.
Or the jiu-jitsu, we all know. We're like, look what they're doing. They don't even know it. So it becomes a fascinating study, because you can see people all the time. Unconsciously, the body is really keyed into harmony. It wants to harmonize itself, but we have to bring our consciousness to it.
Right. But we have this innate knowing.
Innate.
Our hands. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah. And totally innate. That's what the whole movement of this energy, this universal energy, is to move towards harmony.
Right. Yeah.
And we get in the way of it.
Absolutely. Well, our lifestyles interfere with that.
Yes.
For the most part. I mean, so this is all about changing your lifestyle, being connected to your spirit, your mind, and your body.
Right.
That whole Trinity ideas. I love that.
The threefold aspect of your being. And they said in the Kabbalah, they say everything that is created has to have three aspects to it. And it's really back to that spirit, mind, and body.
Mm-hmm.
Thought, word, and action, or man is connected heaven, man, and earth. Man is stuck between heaven and earth. and that's why we have that long spine to connect heaven to earth, head to tail.
Okay, can we teach some more exercises?
Yes.
Or, you know, I know we're going to talk about the self-practice of a Jinshin Jitsu practitioner, but so what would you recommend?
Oh, yeah. This is not just a practitioner. This is self-help for anybody.
Okay. Yeah.
Anybody anywhere in the world.
Okay.
So what I recommend would just start out with the fingers. Remember I mentioned that our hands were jumper cable energies, and each of our fingers is very powerful. Each one of our fingers connects us to, or let's say it's a magic wand. I like magic.
Mm-hmm.
So remember I said the spine was a magic wand, connects mm-hmm. head to tail, heaven to earth. Well, each of our fingers is also connects to universal energy.
Mm-hmm.
So which will then connect to a layer of energy in our bodies. So if we hold our thumb, it connects to something we call first depth, and it will help with our digestion. So the attitude of worry. So we get into trouble because of our attitudes.
Mm-hmm.
The energy is moving. All is geared towards harmony. And then we get attitudes, and we get stuck in our attitudes. And that's what starts to prevent the movement of energy. So the attitude of worry is all to do with stomach and spleen and digestion and security. Do we have enough food to keep us,
mm-hmm.
you know, to nourish us? So we'll simply start. Holding your thumb, choose whichever thumb you want. Just go naturally. Hold your thumb. Close your eyes.
So how do you hold with your other hand, the whole
yes.
hand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And with the whole hand, just sort of do what's natural to you and see how it feels. And we're not gripping. We're just jumper cabling. We're allowing this universal energy to connect to our thumb. And in that turn, that thumb will help the knots in our stomach, help our mental obsessions and compulsions, and our worry. And then it's nice to start to relax the breath and mm-hmm. pay attention to your breath and watch that basic rhythm of exhale and inhale. And if I do it too long, I might really go out.
Okay. Yeah, we.
So two to five minutes, just
okay.
Each finger. Each finger. So helps your breath and will help your mental projects and any worry. All right. So then you move on to the index finger, which is for our the layer of body for our muscles, for our movement. It helps us get into flow, into movement. And when we have the attitude of fear, we freeze and we stop moving in our life. And when we stop moving, we start collecting. And we collect the things that we don't want.
Yeah.
Including any diseases or any labels. So when we want to get back into the rhythm and the flow of life, we hold our index finger. And once again, close your eyes and just go into that breath. And let the breath take the fear away. So when we have the attitude of fear, we start to accumulate any kind of accumulation in the body, like a cyst, a bump, lump, weight. This finger also will help with our water balance. So if we have edema or dehydrated.
That's interesting. Yeah.
And then from that finger, it can move to the middle finger. And that is the attitude of anger. It disharmonizes something we call our third depth and affects our liver and our gallbladder. And actually, anger disconnects us from our source of energy. So never eat when you're angry because your food doesn't get digested. And holding your middle finger can help harmonize that attitude. You're separating your soul from your body, actually, in anger.
That's interesting.
And disconnecting from your source. So we need to find ways to express our feelings before they get to the boiling point of anger. And then after 2 to 5 minutes, or even longer if you need to, you can move to the ring finger. And this is the attitude of sadness. And it's with our attitude of sadness affects our lung, our ability to breathe physiologically. So our lung and our large intestine. So not only to breathe, but the ability to let go through the intestines. So the importance of the breath is we say the exhale. The first thing we do is exhale, let everything go. So that we can receive anew and inhale. So just get into that rhythm of the exhale. Let it all go. Whatever the last moment, whatever the past was, whatever happened yesterday, let it go. So that we can be in the new moment, in the new gift of life. You've all heard that. We call it a present because it is the present. And the gift of life is the breath. And that basic principle of exhale, inhale, contraction, and expansion is the basic movement of life. And then we go on to the little finger. The attitude of pretending, or if we're trying too hard to do something, we're out of the flow of life. And so we pretend everything is okay and we have fake little laughs. It's not a Buddha belly laughter, but it's the ha ha, it's so funny. And then we're really burdening our whole physical body because we're pretending to be something we're not. So hold that little finger because it burdens the heart and it burdens our small intestine. So the important thing is to open our heart to find out who we truly are and to learn to love. I think love is the most important, the most powerful force in the universe. And if we haven't had enough of love in our life, we're able to give ourselves love. And if we're all come in a little bit wounded or we have wounds, and so our job is to learn how to love ourselves and open our hands, open our heart, reach out our hands and place our hands on ourselves or on each other to help heal and pass all that information to the head. And then we can finish by just holding the center of the palm, because that helps harmonize everything. It's the source of our being. The center of anything is harmonizing. So just gently place your fingers in the center, or just clasp your two hands together. And this is our essence. This is our breath essence. It also helps our breath and helps balance the total body. And you can do this anywhere, any place, any time, sitting on the subways in New York, in a taxi, in the movie theater, in a meeting. And it's not that we're sentient, alive human beings. We have emotions and feelings, but it's when we get stuck in them that it becomes an attitude. And then the attitudes cause the energy to not move as freely. And then we start collecting disease, disharmonies, labels, illnesses. We start collecting them.
So I'm sorry, we have to stop.
Okay.
this has been wonderful, Anita. I've learned so much. And I know our listeners have also. And thank you for that exercise. I know I will do it. And I hope this is really empowering exercise, everybody. So, you know, something you can do while you're watching TV or something, or just taking a break. It will replenish, revitalize, rejuvenate you, and, you know, be empowered for optimal health. And that's what these shows are all about, really giving you tools to help you be the best that you can be. I just want to remind you that Anita's website is www.diyenergyhealing.com. Thank you very much, Anita, and we'll talk to you later.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Take care.
All right. Bye.
You've been listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Dietley. Please join us again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Thank you again for tuning in. Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.